Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And do you or does any member of the household work for a radio station, television station, newspaper, or advertising agency, or media organization, like work on volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on these nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, be the first one. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or not party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Would that be African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
46 to 55.
Okay, 46 to 55. All right, sir. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
They're going the wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay, and from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Would that be crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or corruption in local government?
Traffic.
Traffic and congestion. Okay. And although, you know, it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Okay, we'll definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, probably lean slightly, you know, to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican candidate, or probably vote for Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Lean slightly towards Republican Party.
So be lean slightly to the Republican Party. Okay. All right, sir. Now, you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami, across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Okay. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one would be Maria Elvira Salazar. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know the candidate.
Okay, never heard? Okay, never heard. Okay, Joe Sanchez.
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
From Miami?
Well, Donald Trump, you know, in general. Yes.
Oh. Probably vote for him.
Well, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Oh, okay. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't know her.
Eileen Higgins.
I don't know her.
Miguel Solomon.
I don't know him.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
I don't know him.
Vicky Lopez.
I don't know her.
Carlos Jimenez.
I don't know him.
Okay, Alfonso Alfie Leon.
No, I don't know him.
Daniela Levin Cava.
I don't know her.
Joe Carollo.
I don't know him.
Fabian Basabi.
I don't know him.
And Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay? Somewhat unfavorable.
No, somewhat favorable.
Or somewhat favorable, all right? Somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. All right, sir, and you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission, okay? If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first one is Miguel Salomon and Eileen Higgins.
I don't know them.
Okay, so no, okay. In the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know them.
Don't know them. Okay, and if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know. I don't know them.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I'm really not familiar, so I wouldn't want to say one way or another.
Okay. Okay. No problem. All right, sir. Now, okay, you will now be given. So we almost finished, okay, with this survey. I'm only going to read you these statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, or if it will make no difference to you one way or the other. You can also indicate that as well, okay? The first one says, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out, you know, long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference at all.
Okay. Since Eileen Higgins, you know, took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county, in the country, with, you know, housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
It does not make any difference one way or another.
Okay, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more, you know, than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference in your voting for her?
No difference.
Okay, during these challenging times, you know, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops, and routes so that so many of our residents depend on, which has led, you know, to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop, you know, that an 80-year-old woman uses every day, and resulting in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop, or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no different?
No different.
Okay. And the last one said, Eileen Higgins gave billions of tax, you know, taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach, and that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Much more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Okay. All right, sir. And one last time, okay, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election in Miami-Dade County Commission. Okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know yet. I have to do some more research.
Okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
All the options that you might have, I'm not equipped to answer, so I don't know.
Okay, no problem. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, only a few questions for short demographic question before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? What was the last grade of formal education that you had completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master postgraduate, okay. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.